This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This next guest is a singer, songwriter and DJ from here in Melbourne. She launched her first ever EP back in 2014, and the track Dizzy was on a daytime playlist. Yes. Last year, she released a cool track called My Heroine. Welcome back, Nussie.
Hey, Nussie.
Thank you so much for having me.
I just say, doll, because I love your earrings.
Yes.
Thank you. Great.
Very cool bling.
Thank you.
Well, not bling, doll. It's fluffy.
Fluffy bling.
That should be hanging off your car. Yeah.
Now, of course, we're live on Facebook Live tonight. We're streaming this live. Now, how are you with the whole social media thing as an independent singer-songwriter?
I love to get around it. I mean, I love posting a little selfie and, you know, all of that. I love because I get, like, little outfits from people and stuff. And
I have seen you behind the turntables too.
Yeah, I love it. I'm always like, ooh, selfie. It's fun.
Because for independent artists, I guess social media is really important to get your music out there as your visual sense, but also you can put on, like, links to your SoundCloud and stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a good way to be able to kind of engage with your audience as well. You know, people kind of write to you and it's really good to be able to kind of connect in that way. I think it's, you know, really personal.
What sort of responses do you get? What's the strangest response or the nicest response you've had from somewhere far, far away in another country?
I've had, you know, people in Brazil, people in Argentina kind of, you know, write to me and say, hey, really like your music. And I'm kind of sitting there going, how did you even hear it? You know? I think it's amazing. It's the reach that you can get is so great.
Yeah.
I guess iTunes is a wonderful thing. The whole downloading thing, it's got its pros and cons. But for artists these days, it's reaching that broader audience. You're reaching people all over the world which won't know your music, but they discover you online.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's so easy to reach people that are on the other side of the world now, you know.
It's instantaneous, just like we are now. And our lovely cameraman Tim over here, who's taking the footage tonight, you're probably seeing some likes or some messages come through. We'll try and get to those questions.
Yeah, we'll get to those a bit later on. But you released your debut EP, Dizzy, back in 2014. It's quite gratifying releasing your first ever EP, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. I spent quite a while kind of putting that together, and I think it took me a little bit of time to kind of figure out who I was as an artist. And then putting that out was really, really cool.
Because it was quite a phenomenal response that you had to the track Dizzy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Set you in a bit of a tailspin.
Yeah, totally. We got Album of the Week in the Herald Sun, and I think that might have been national across the newspapers. But it was quite overwhelming to be kind of my first body of work that I put out and that kind of response from it.
Because I did listen to that EP when it first came out, because we did chat a couple of years ago when it first came out, and I had to listen to the three other tracks, the other two tracks that were on the EP, and I thought, geez, these are really strong tracks. I wonder, which is obviously Dizzy was the single, but it was hard to pick which one. I liked all three of those.
Yeah, it was really hard to kind of pick which one we were going to release, and I kind of tossed up a few ideas and then just went, oh, let's just go with it.
Yeah.
So what did you learn from the whole experience releasing your first EP and getting it out there and doing live gigs and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'd kind of been gigging for a while, so that whole thing wasn't really new to me, but just kind of actually having music that was my own out in the world and kind of learning how to do media and all that was quite a learning curve for me.
Interviews and people putting you on the spot all the time.
We're not going to do that.
But last year, you released the song My Hero and a bit darker, and the video's a bit darker as well. I have to see what you've done since then.
So since My Heroine, I've kind of just been
DJing.
Yeah, I've done a lot of DJing. Mm. I've been writing a lot, trying to kind of make new songs and come out with something new, and that's where Sinking Into You kind of came
from. Are you in the same niche? Are you in the same area of songwriting? You want to stick to that genre, or have you gone down a different path?
I think Sinking Into You is a little bit darker again from My Heroine, and so I've been working quite a lot with a really good friend of mine, Nelson. He plays in my band as well. But he and I have been playing together since maybe 2007, 2008. And we've kind of been writing together. We wrote Sinking Into You together. I don't know, together we've kind of come up with this really different sound for me, which was really different to begin with, but I think I really love it.
Well, it's pretty good.
Well, let's remind people of, I guess, your past a bit. Here's a bit of a mashup of Dizzy and My Hero, and you'll enjoy. Nossi there with a bit of a mashup of Dizzy and My Hero, and being up to speed with Nossi. Of course, we are streaming live on Facebook.
We are. Facebook. Hello, Facebook, if you're watching us right around the world.
Facebook.com/Sound Museum 949. You can stream us. You can watch us live in the studio. You can watch our stuff up.
Looking our best and looking our glamorous. We're here with the lovely Nossi in studio tonight.
Now, before that mashup, Nossi, we were talking about the new single, which is online right now. And this is a song that you wrote with Nelson, is it?
Yes.
And he's from Melbourne?
Yeah, so he and I actually studied music together at Box Hill. We started there in 2007 and we kind of started playing music together there, and we have been ever since, and started writing together, and that's kind of where we came up with Sinking Into You.
So the track I was reading online, that's about a relationship you shouldn't be in but can't help yourself.
Yes.
So is this from real life experience or not?
Yeah, I mean, I...
No.
No one's listening.
Yes. I don't know. I kind of always write from a place of honesty. I think, you know, it kind of otherwise, it kind of doesn't really come across otherwise.
Where does the inspiration come from for that track though?
I don't even know if it was one person in particular. I think it's just, you know, we kind of keep like going through this thing where you kind of... going, this is so bad for me and I don't know why. I kind of want to keep going back to it, but I kind of really like it. And it's kind of along the same lines as My heroine, really. You know, I don't know. It's
a bit like chocolate.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it is a bit like a block of chocolate.
Because, no, we shouldn't have it, but we just go more
that's
time.
Right.
It's this weird thing. I don't know why we do it. It's bad.
So I guess for this release, do you have any plans to tour or do some live gigs around the country?
Well, you're still going to be
Melbourne?
Playing the decks.
Yeah, so I did a single launch at Howler a couple of weeks ago for Sinking Into You. I've just been kind of I've been doing quite a few DJ gigs at the moment. I DJ at Fanny's at Franny's once a month on a Friday. So the next one coming up there is the 25th of June. So I've just been kind of doing that and a couple of other DJ gigs. And then we're going to be releasing a new single really soon.
Ooh. An EP coming?
Maybe.
So I guess what can we expect from a forthcoming EP when that does eventuate? What kind of sounds are you going for this time around?
Probably along the same lines as Sinking Into You, I would say. Kind of a real like electronic, a little bit dark.
You feel comfortable there?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just kind of really like writing about dark things.
Right. A bit like your video for My Heroine too. If you haven't checked it out, head over to YouTube and check out Nossi My Heroine.
Is there a video for Sinking Into You yet?
Not yet.
Are you doing one?
We don't know yet.
Planning to gag anyone in a car and drive them out to the bush somewhere?
Yeah, you know, maybe. We'll just take it like one step further than the last video.
Get some quicksand. Put your boyfriend Tim in the quicksand. No, I'm kidding. No,
don't scare him away.
Now, on your socials though, I was thinking, you made a cake recently.
I did.
A rainbow cake, was that?
I did.
That looked really
fabulous.
It
did look delish.
Yeah, it like actually tasted good, if I do say so myself. I don't bake a lot, but we had a bake-off and I said, you know, I was watching TV and I saw on the Today Show they were making rainbow lamingtons and I said, that's what I want to make.
You want to have a crack?
Because that is like me in a cake. So I just tried it and somehow it worked and I was actually really surprised because I'm not really that much of a baker.
Are you a good cook?
I would like to say yes.
Yeah.
We hope your boyfriend's listening to that one as well. Very important message
there. Master chef and stuff.
Absolutely, for sure.
But the new single from Nussie is called Sinking Into You. It is available right now on iTunes from your favourite online store. Get it. Support Aussie
Music. Absolutely. And you're actually doing an LGBTI gig. Is that in Northcote?
Yeah. So that's Fanny's at Franny's that I was talking about before. So Friday's up on the 25th of June.
Rightio. Yeah.
That's a Friday.
We'll post the link on the Facebook and Twitter page as well.
At Nussie Music on the Twitter as well. Mm. Keep an eye out.
So I'm there pretty much every month. So.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank
Shall
you for having
we
me.
Play the new track?
Yeah, let's
do
it.
Please
it.
Do, yay.
Do you want to introduce it for us?
So I'm Nussie and this is my new track, Sinking Into You.
It's a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.